We are joined now at our studio by a candidate for the District 20B seat, which will be voted upon coming in November. It is Josh Gehr, who is a announced Republican. Josh, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I live in Montgomery, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I've been there for quite a while. I've been raising my four daughters there. I'm married to my wife, Linda. Pretty heavily involved in the community, pretty heavily involved with the Czech side of everything that goes on around there.
Okay. So. Were you born and raised in that area? Or?
No, actually, I was born and raised in Faribault. Then we moved over there, and it's been a great decision. We really love it there, small town living and nice folks.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a tractor trailer driver.
Okay.
Right now I haul garage doors just in a regional area. Mm-hmm. Home every week. Just work partial week. So.
All right. Well, that's good to have. Let's talk about your decision to run. What led to that? We've got a vacant seat, of course. The current representative, David Bly, is not running for re-election, so it's open, and I'm sure there's going to be both Republicans and Democrats with a lot of interest in that. But tell us your interest.
My interest is I've always been part of politics. I've been part of caucuses. I've worked closely with other campaigns, everything in the past. So I've always had an interest in Minnesota politics and what goes on, and I just feel that I could bring something new to the table, that younger and see different things. And
how old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay. You have you said you have some experience in the political realm, not as an elected official, or
not as an elected official, just working with the political parties. And actually working on campaigns and being part of caucuses and stuff like that, being a delegate.
You know, we're heading into the last few days, theoretically, of the legislative session. It's supposed to finish up by Sunday or Monday or so.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to be able to do that or not is still up in the air. What are your thoughts, you know, as far as politics in general? Is it, you know, is our system broken? Does it need fixing? Is it just a matter of tweaking it here and there? What are your overall thoughts of our political system?
I think currently right now it's just more polarized than everything else. I guess everyone's against everyone right now. Mm-hmm. Versus maybe coming to the common good of the same thing going on, but maybe could come to agreements on how things should be done versus trying to fight each other and everything on it too. So,
all right. Are there any issues in particular that you feel close to?
Well, I'll be honest right now. The tax thing for me is a big one right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be in accordance with the federal law, so that way it makes it better for us. When that law passed in the federal government, and they were talking about some of the top five states that's going to affect the most, Minnesota was happened to be one of them. And I think it'd be good to get in coordinates so that way we don't all get hit by the higher tax that comes next year. So,
have you had a chance to look at the tax bill that's passed through the Senate and the House?
I haven't been able to read the whole thing through yet, but I just know that...
I don't know if there's anybody that's read it. It's a pretty big document.
But I just know that they tried to do what they could to make it go in the coordinates so that way we wouldn't... Our income tax here... We'd be able to do the write-offs and everything and work out better for it. So,
Once again, we're talking with Josh Gehr, who is a candidate for District 20B seat in the Republican Party. Let's talk about some other issues. It seems like every election year there's always some type of, I don't know, a social issue, different parties choose to, put to the forefront and let the... voters decide, you know, where they tend to go to. Do you see any issues coming up this year that are going to attempt to, I guess, divide the populace?
Actually, right now, I don't really see anything that's going to be really polarizing between the parties and anything. I haven't really talked to anybody that's really had a social issue that it's been up front. I mean, I think more people are more worried about what the economy's doing and how mm-hmm. it's improving or not improving in some areas. And
there is a budget. We have an overage this year in the budget. Governor Dayton would like to spend that on schools, about $130 million or so. If you had the decision to make, where would you put that extra money?
Well, schools would be a good area. I think that the budget he was talking about wasn't that the $184 million mm-hmm. I think they want to use for that emergency school funding.
Uh-huh.
That's a good idea, but it's so many districts that are actually suffering right now that actually need that money. I think there's a better way going about it to solve the problem versus doing just one big, huge bill that just is mass. So I think we could find better ways to spend the money versus just doing a mass spending.
Mm-hmm. All right. As far as the bonding that's going on now, $800 million to $1.5 billion. I believe the governor wants something like $1.5 billion. The Senate and the House have come up with somewhere in the $800 to $900 million range for a bonding bill. Do you see the need for more than that? Do we need to put more? Can we afford more than the $800, $900 million that the GOP is putting forward?
I think the GOP bonding bill was reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep on pushing more money out and expect more results. I think if you can use the money that we have appropriately, I think you can get the same results.
All right. Josh, while you have here, is there anything in particular you'd like to bring out that we haven't so far in the interview?
Well, no, I think you're covering good grounds.
All right. Well, if I tell you what, it's the election is still a long way away.
Yep.
We're getting to know you, and we'll be getting to know a guy who could be your opponent, and that is Mr. Lippert. And I keep forgetting his Todd Lippert, which is going to be he's going for the DFL endorsement this coming week. We'll be talking with him next week, so we'll get to know our candidates right now, and we'll have probably a whole lot more opportunities sometime before the month of November. So thank you so much for being with us. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future.
All right, thank you.
All right. That is, once again, Josh Gehrer from Montgomery, the Republican candidate.